Hibernation by Mr. Joel Minderhood. When considering some of God's marvelous creatures, as we have had opportunity from time to time in this rubric, we find that our thoughts always go back to the beautiful 12th article of the Belger Confession, in which we make a precious confession regarding God's work of creation and providence. Belger Confession Article 12a reads, "We believe that the Father, by the Word, that is, by His Son, hath created of nothing the heaven, the earth, and all creatures as it seemed good unto Him, giving unto every creature its being, shape, form, and several offices to serve its Creator, that He doth also still uphold and govern them by His eternal providence and infinite power for the service of mankind to the end that man may serve his God." Winter is truly a fascinating time of the year, because winter does not bring the fruit and fullness of spring and summer. God upholds and governs His creation in special ways. Of the many different ways in which God especially cares for the creation during the winter months, we will focus for the purpose of this article on hibernation. This phenomenon is particularly fascinating because of the unusual and amazing physiological changes that God brings an animal through during this time. Hibernation is a state of lethargy that various mammals enter into during the winter months, the goal of which is to conserve energy while fresh food supplies are limited. Ask a child to name an animal that hibernates, and likely the response will be bear. If hibernation is thought of only in terms of a coma-like state associated with significantly reduced body temperatures, then bears technically would not qualify for hibernator status. Mammals such as woodchucks, chipmunks, and squirrels truly hibernate. In hibernation, body temperatures drop, breathing and heart rates lower, and body metabolism slows. For example, a squirrel's body temperature drops to within a degree or two of the outside temperature. Chipmunks have a dramatic change in heart rate, from 200 beats per minute to 5 beats per minute. These hibernating mammals experience a coma-like state and are not easily awakened. Nevertheless, these animals, like the squirrel for example, must come out of their hibernation every few days in order to urinate and defecate, removing harmful wastes that build up in the body as fat cells are metabolized, and dig up a quick snack from a previously made cache. This explains why you may have seen squirrels darting around your yard in the dead of winter. They do hibernate, but must break from that from time to time. Bears, however, differ from other mammals in hibernation. Although a bear experiences a somewhat lower heart rate, its body temperature drops only a little, and it need not awaken to eat or rid itself of wastes. This difference has caused some to suggest that bears are not true hibernators. They have attached instead the term denning to the activity of a bear. For the purpose of this article, we will still refer to the bears as hibernators. Grizzly bears, for example, hibernate for 5 to 6 months of the year. By the time this article goes to print, many grizzlies may be coming out of the hibernation. Depending on location and the harshness of winter, they exit their dens sometimes between March and June. In order to hibernate, grizzlies must amass a great amount of fat during the summer months. In order to do this, they spend most of their time searching for food and eating it. Grizzlies obtain 80 to 90% of their food from vegetation and insects. Their diet consists mostly of berries, nuts, plant roots, or bulbs, and sometimes insects or their larvae. Some grizzlies in Alaska and the west coast of Canada have access to salmon, which serve a large place in their diet. Once bears have obtained sufficient winter reserves, they retreat to a den to hibernate. Although their heart rate drops to one-fifth of its normal rate and their oxygen usage is half of its normal rate, their body temperature drops only a few degrees. Therefore, bears do not fall into a coma-like state as the chipmunk and squirrel do, in which state one could mistake the creature for dead. Their regular body temperature keeps bears in a somewhat active state, in which they could readily attack enemies if prematurely awakened. Because of this, a grizzly's metabolic rate remains fairly constant, and it continues to burn calories at the high rate of up to 8,000 per day, thus the need for a great energy reserve. We need to put that into perspective to appreciate how much fat must be stored to keep the bear nourished for 6 months of sleep. Picture a large 3-pound tub of margarine. That tub of margarine contains about 7,000 calories. A large bear, in hibernation for half of a year, would need the equivalent of 180 margarine containers of fat in order to survive its hibernation. That is an amount of fat that a bear must accumulate, not from eating pure fat, but from eating fish, berries, and insects. What an enormous quantity of food must be eaten to produce that quantity of fat. Although the grizzly's metabolic rate changes little, other bodily functions do change. For example, the grizzly will not need to eat or drink anything during its hibernation. This is quite remarkable. With its large storehouse of fat providing sufficient energy to survive, the bear has no need to eat. But it does not and cannot store water for the winter months. How does the Lord provide the bear with the necessary water without it awakening? When fat cells are broken down to obtain the necessary calories for the bear's needs, water molecules are formed. This newly formed water compensates for any loss of water the bear experiences, thus preventing dehydration. In addition, the bear will not release any wastes during its hibernation. As cells are broken down during hibernation, toxins are produced that would normally be released in its urine. Here, too, the metabolism of the bear is remarkably different from what it is when it is not in hibernation. The toxins that are formed by the decomposition of muscle cells are recycled and converted into new muscle tissues. Consequently, there is no need to release the toxins, and the grizzly does not need to urinate during the entire length of its hibernation. In God's wise design, this recycling of toxins serves two purposes. Not only will the bear be protected from an accumulation of toxins, but the bear also will not lose muscle mass or bone density during its hibernation, thus staying strong and ready to exit the den in the spring. This recycling is truly a marvel, and it remains much of a mystery to the modern scientific community, one of many testimonies in the creation of how great our God is and how weak man is who would desperately love to replicate such a recycling process in the human body. By these amazing biological changes, a grizzly bear will hibernate throughout the winter months in order to conserve necessary energy. God, in this way, provides for the survival of the bear while the vast food supplies are unavailable during the harsh winter months. As we have seen with so many other creatures, so we see again the marvelous design of God. We are impressed with God's wise provision for all His creatures. Scientists estimate, based on grizzly scats, that a single grizzly in the Yukon may eat up to 200,000 soap berries in one day. When we consider the number of berries, moss, insects, larvae, fish, and other nutrient-rich foods that a single grizzly must consume in order to live throughout the year, we stand amazed at God's bountiful provisions. And that is just for one bear out of many and one species out of many. Our good God, the Creator and Sustainer of all, provides for all His creatures, including us. Therein is great comfort. These all wait upon Thee, that Thou mayest give them their meat in due season, that Thou givest them they gather. Thou openest Thine hand, they are filled with good. Psalm 104, verse 27 through 28. We are reminded that God, in providing creatures their food, must so govern all things in order that the food may grow and be available. For a grizzly to eat 200,000 soap berries in a day, there must have been the right rainfall, sunshine, and warmth for those berries to grow. For a grizzly to obtain salmon, The salmon, in God's wise plan and direction, must spawn and therefore pass through the rivers in high numbers, in part, so that the grizzlies may feast. While this fish migration is necessary for the salmon's own reproductive purposes, to be able to sustain its population, a large number of spawning fish at the same time provides also abundant food for another of God's creatures. So it is throughout the creation. God wisely directs all things: rain, atmospheric temperature, carbon dioxide levels, and so forth, in order that food may be prepared for all his creatures. May we rejoice in our all-wise, sovereign God. Finally, we must be reminded that God has given to each creature the exact anatomical and physiological features needed to survive and live where he places them. For the bear to survive, it must have a metabolism that changes from summer to winter in order to hibernate as it does. The difficulties of winter life necessitate a period of hibernation. This period of hibernation and the appropriate metabolism God gives in his wise design to each bear. May we learn from this to have great peace in our lives, in plenty and in want, in happiness and in sorrow, knowing that the great God of creation is our loving Father. He who provides for all creatures throughout the seasons of their lives is able and willing even more so to equip and provide for us, his covenant people. God is for us. Of whom shall we be afraid? Who or what can be against us? Praise God for his wondrous works and trust in him. He will provide exactly what we need to serve him in this life and in the next.